Hey, fellow Freedom fans, we're back here with the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm David Allen Carmichael, and this is, we're broadcasting now on the Eagle 104.3 FM for the Liberty Works Radio Network. You can listen 24 hours a day on the LibertyWorkRadioNetwork.com. You can also tune in to my website, faithfreedoms.org, and you can tune in to all the links they have there for our audio streams and video streams and things like that. Also, I've got podcast at faithfreedoms.net where you can look and see titles to topics of shows that I've been doing over the last 2 years in another state. We'd love it if you tune in. And our call-in number is 888-850-1872. I'm going to bring up something today. It's kind of a review of something that we've done a few weeks ago. It's important. You're hearing a lot of things in the news. I think that Mr. President Obama, that the people of America elected, has been getting a lot of flack saying it's Obama and his policies. Well, some of them are. Some of the things that I see in the news when I see Obama is going to do the following thing, I think, wait a minute, how does Mr. Obama do anything? There are some things that the president can do, but there's other things that the president can't do. So when they say, oh, Mr. Obama's going to do this or that, he's going to take away or this or force us to do that, I think a lot of that is stuff. I don't think there's substance to some things. But now with the strange bailout situation, with the strange situation where we're taking commitments, or Congress has committed a certain amount of dollars to have the executive departments give to businesses to keep them from failing, to give them capital, I guess is really what it is, or to provide loans. Then what happens, it gets a little bit scary because then there's too much power given in the hands of the executive to do whatever he wants with some significant industries throughout the nation. So that's kind of scary. But there's one thing that Mr. Obama is doing or saying that I think he's right about. And I'm going to bring it up here. It's based on something I talked about a few days ago. This is an article that I got off of Politico. It's Politico.com. I think it's actually influenced by Canadian folks. But here it is, off Politico.com, Politico.com, an article by Mr. Mike Allen. He says, about President Obama, he said the U.S. went off course fighting terror. That's what Mr. Obama states. President Barack Obama declared defiantly Thursday that the U.S. went off course in fighting terrorism over the past 8 years, said his policies will better protect the country against Al-Qaeda. In a remarkable split-screen presentation of opposing worldviews, former Vice President Dick Cheney spoke across town moments later, saying he supported the controversial policies when they were made and without hesitation would do so again in the same circumstances. So as I'm looking at this, Mr. Obama is going to be making statements about the use of enhanced interrogation and things like that. It's going to be in the context of their decisions of what they're going to do with Guantanamo Bay, the prison down there. So let's see what they said. We're going to be bouncing back and forth from Mr. Cheney to Mr. Obama. This is what Cheney said. The point is not to look backward. A lot rides on our president's understanding of the security policies that preceded him. And whatever choices he makes concerning the defense of this country, those choices should not be based on slogans and campaign rhetoric, but on a truthful telling of history. My concern right there as I'm listening to Mr. Cheney's statement, it sounds like it's kind of too much concern about worrying about what your record is. Okay, don't take it personally. Don't take it on the chin think that you're being personally offended. I think in our country, we've got to be able to come to a place in every situation that we stop, we get back to a reference, to think about the right thing to do. And even though it might hurt somebody's feelings, or some would say cause, political upheaval or something like that, you've got to be able to do what's right. You have to do that in your own home. There's times when as parents, we do the wrong thing and we have to just eat some crow and get back and explain to our children that, you know what? What Daddy just did was really insane, and I was wrong. I'm going to change course now. And sometimes we can't change course completely. We're kind of stuck with some of the things that we've done. And but you do it the best you can right in your situation. Let's see what Mr. Obama said. Obama, in a major address at the National Archives, argued that waterboarding and other harsh interrogation methods did not advance our war and counterterrorism efforts. They undermined them. So those are the opinions of President Obama. He said that they did not advance our war and counterterrorism efforts. They undermined them. Now, you might be thinking right now, well, what's the statistics on that? I mean, if I can see the statistics on whether they undermined them or helped them, then that's going to help me understand whether or not what he says is true. And my challenge to the listener is, and I don't think it's that big of a challenge, really. I'm talking to rational people. If you're tuning into talk radio, you're probably fairly rational. We may have different opinions, but I think you're interested in my opinion. I think you have your own opinion. And this stuff is, it's not like I'm just singing to the choir here, saying things that everybody agrees with. But my goal is to say, okay, stop and think about why you think the way you do. Now, is it statistics? If they said, okay, we can see that these torturing techniques brought out the following helps. We saved 28.6 people or something. You know, some statistical thing that they can come up with to say how effective it was. Is there some way to measure how ineffective it was? Okay, we drove them. We inspired people who would not otherwise be inspired to take on a terrorist attack on the United States or one of their associate affiliate allies or something like that. Then we would say, oh, it was ineffective. The problem is that there's intangibles that you cannot measure. How do you know how effective doing the right thing is? There's no way to measure that. There's no way. You have to make your decisions on what is right or wrong. So what's your reference for right and wrong? Well, we'll be seeing comments like, well, I think that because we did this, that we made sure there was not another 9/11 attack. Well, was there going to be another 9/11 attack and this thwarted it? That's a question. The other thing is how significant, even though it was terrifying, in the big scheme of things in history. Now, this might shock you and really tick you off, but let's just make sure that we bring everything to the table. How significant is a 9/11 attack in the big scheme of things in history and this world events and in American history? What else is going on that is of greater concern that we're snoozing through? And I say, oh, that's horrible. No, there's something that's potentially worse than 9/11 going on now, and we're snoozing through it. It's something to think about. Let's go to Mr. Obama's comments. He says, in all the areas that I've discussed today, the policies that I have proposed represent a new direction from the last 8 years. If we cannot stand for those core values, then we are not keeping faith with the documents that are enshrined in this hall. Now I got to figure out, where was he talking? Was he in the Library of Congress? Was he in Congress? Where he was talking to somebody. I'm sorry, I have to look that up. I agree with that. I don't know if you agree with it. What's your reference? In areas that the president was discussing, he says that he if we cannot stand for those core values, I need him to remember his own words here. If we cannot stand for those core values, then we are not keeping faith with the documents that are enshrined in this hall. Of course, keeping faith with a document is not what you want to do. It's those documents ultimately are just in the process of rotting. You don't want to keep faith with a document. You want to do what is right. Those documents in that the founding of this nation are based upon what is right. So you want to keep faith with the ultimate judge whom we're all going to face. We have to keep faith with our oath. if we give an oath to this Constitution. Now, here's something that I'm concerned about that many people aren't thinking about. And so Mr. Obama, bless his heart, I love what he's saying here, and I'm going to go on and continue to quote some of the things he said, and I think they're fabulous. And I think some of the things he's doing in this area are really wise, because if it's right, it's important to do. You'll never know the benefits of doing right. You might experience the benefits, but you'll never be able to quantify them. So if Mr. Obama says that we have to stand on these core values, don't we have to stand on these core values? It's really confusing to me a little bit how some of his values are. So that's important. We have to stop and think. Remember, it's not about that man. See, one thing about the government system we have set up is if you and I have certain core values and we make sure that they're implemented, then there's boundaries to what somebody who is a president of the United States can do, depending on his inspiration. Let's see what he said. Decisions that were made over the last 8 years established an ad hoc legal approach for fighting terrorism. Okay, decisions were made over the last years, we're faking it. Established an ad hoc legal approach for fighting terrorism that was neither effective nor sustainable. And the effective, again, that's how do you quantify effectiveness? Sustainable, that's serious, that's true. Because what happens when you do have a tiger by its tail? What happens when you have imprisoned somebody that may or may not have committed any crime, but because of some of the torture techniques that you had, that you still can't tell whether they were telling the truth or not? They might have even confessed to something that they didn't do just to get out of torture. You don't know what happened. So now you got a tiger by the tail. Maybe you've got somebody who had no intention of doing anything, no hostility to the United States whatsoever, but now you've made hostile. You've created a monster. You've got him caged up. You know, he's alive, but now he's dangerous. So that's something. That's a sustainable issue. And if you can't have habeas corpus to try somebody, and then even if you do have habeas corpus to try somebody, and then you let him go free because you must, because of the law, and now you've created a monster. So that's, you know, that's what they're afraid of. They're afraid of. Now, my hope is that some of these little monsters won't be too effective in any type of retribution that they might think up. So Mr. Obama said that decisions that were made over the last 8 years established an ad hoc legal approach for fighting terrorism that was neither effective nor sustainable, a framework that failed to rely on our legal traditions and time-tested institutions, that failed to use our values as a compass. I'm going to repeat this. This is important. I think we need to repeat this back to Mr. Obama and see if we can inject this idea into the minds of many people who are supposed to be public servants. A framework that failed to rely on our legal traditions and time-tested institutions, that failed to use our values as a compass. Wow. That's a powerful statement. And what we've got to do, folks, is we've got to figure out what those traditions are. What are our legal traditions? What are our time-tested institutions? What are our values that we can use as a compass? That's what we're here on this Faith and Freedom show, is we want to get us all back to those foundations, those legal traditions, time-tested institutions, values for a compass. So that's why we have this Faith and Freedom show. We're going to be back in a few minutes, and I want you, as we're gone, as we're here, you can check out our website, faithfreedoms.org, and we have another website, faithfreedoms.net, that has podcasts. We love the Liberty Works Radio Network. You can become a member. So get online, libertyworksradionetwork.com, and check it out. Don't forget our phone number, 888-850-1872. I'll be back with this Faith and Freedom show.